Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thank you for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me, Jim. JimBlasingame.com. You can find my website there, or SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, or YouTube.com/JimBlasingame. You get the picture. Starting to get the picture here, folks. So check me out online, wherever you can find me. And when you get to my website, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the video that's there. We have at least one new video every week. So all that's there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our friend Kerry Murphy, member of our Brain Trust. He hasn't been with us for a while, but he's in the winemaking business, and I'm fascinated. Kerry, I'm just fascinated by wine and by the wine industry, and I want to thank you for educating us a little bit and in the previous segment about the wine industry and how it's going. And I want you to come back more often and give us more updates. But what I want to talk about right now is a way you can help every small business owner listening. You are the king of in my opinion, of what a, you are a perfect example of what a small business owner should do with regard to balancing customers, pricing, and margin. Way too many small business owners think they need to get into a price war. They think price is everything. They got to beat Walmart or whatever. And they don't realize that what they should be doing is what you're doing, which is make the best product possible, only go after those people who want that product, that best product, and who are willing to pay for it, and spend your time focusing on that profile of customers. You do that perfectly, and I want you to talk to my audience about how you pull that off.
Well, I think there's probably about three things. There's a number of things. And you have to remember this, first of all. My previous life wasn't in the wine business. It was in another industry. The wine business is different than a lot of other commercial endeavors, from the standpoint that wine is a very social thing, and people adopt you. They embrace you. People in a winery start, should be doing things right. They feel a responsibility for you, and you don't want to violate that. Mm-hmm. You're sitting around their dinner table. So with that in mind, I would say the following thing, is that you always, you're not selling price, you're selling wines. But we really look at the following. I take Dumal and I compare us against our peer group. I want our wines to be a good value, and I'm not selling price. So I look at who our peer group is. I might say, hey, listen, it's Kistler and it's Peter Michael and it's Markussen and it's Aubert or whatever it may be. And our wines are less money, and I personally, of course, I'm prejudiced. I think they're better. So they're priced at a point at that market where
they're extremely competitive. But for the average person, your price point is high.
Well, it's high, but the wine is, but look to buy a wine of that quality.
A $50 bottle of Chardonnay is high for most people, Kerry.
That sure it is. But, we started back in 96, and the other thing about it, we've built a following. I guess the best indicator I can give you is that, 75% of our wines in the fall go directly to individuals, and mm-hmm. they're all across this country, number one. That's the first thing that happened. The other thing I tell you is that we've got hundreds of people sitting on a waiting list with mm-hmm. credit cards on file just to get on our next release. So we've mm-hmm. got to be doing something right.
Right. Well, that's the point I'm trying to get to small business owners. If they would follow your model, and this model I've been trying to help them understand for 14 years, they would have people waiting in line for their product, too, because they would be doing so well, such a great job, and taking care of their customers so well, and meeting their expectations so well, that price would, not that price isn't, I mean, people who buy your wine don't only drink $50 wine, they drink $15 wine, too, but they want sure. some of your wine in their cellar, and mm-hmm. and so people who do business with other small business owners across the country, they at certain times they want certain levels of excellence, and they're willing to pay for it. And if small business owners don't understand that, they start fighting the price war, and the price war leads to ruin.
They do, and there's two pitfalls, I'll tell you, that we really avoid that you have to watch. One, you have to make sure that you have the right mix, because wineries sell wines to individuals, which are retail dollars, all right? And they sell wines to distributors, like they go to fine restaurants mm-hmm. or private pubs, which we do, all right? That's a total different price point. And it doesn't take rocket science to figure out that you're doing a damn sight better when you've got the right mix and your balance is more towards the retail side. That's the first thing. The other thing is, and I think this is a big, big flaw with a lot of wineries where they've hurt themselves. If you have a price increase, you damn well make sure that it's based upon a cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't indiscriminately come out. I've seen it, and I'm not going to name the wineries, but I've seen it in California Cabernets, where they think they've got a great wine, and they 1 year and the next year they come out and they have a 40% price increase. People don't forgive those kinds of things.
Right. Well, that's I will say this. As I've tracked your wines over the last eight years, your pricing, regardless of the year, has been pretty much the same.
We've never had an increase more than 3%, and it's never reflected anything other than we have a cost that we've incurred in the vineyard or something like that. And people understand
that. Folks, what he just told you is be true to your customers. Be loyal to your customers, and they'll be loyal to you. That's what I just heard you say, Kerry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't forget that.
And, yeah. Kerry, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts on wisdom. What kind of other wisdom do you have for small business owners?
Stay within your core. And what I mean by that's almost a religious axiom as far as I'm concerned. And I think that has to do with a business staying in balance. I said before, we don't buy grapes just to make wine. Every time we have growth, it comes out of our own core vineyards that we know about. We know the product we're going to build. Stay within your comfort level that you know and understand your business. And if you're going to have growth, which we've had every year,
right?
It evolves out of your own efforts. Going out and trying something.
Dumol.com, DUMOL.com. Kerry Murphy, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next
Happy
time. Kerry Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.